Second Kings, chapter 1. Then Moab rebelled against Israel after the death of Ahab. And Ahaziah fell down through a lattice in his upper chamber that was in Samaria, and was sick. So he sent messengers and said to them, "Go, inquire of Baal-zebub, the Elohim of Ekron, whether I will recover of this disease." But the angel of Yahweh said to Eliah the Tishbite, "Arise, go up to meet the messengers of the king of Samaria, and say to them, 'Is it not because there is not an Elohim in Israel that you go to inquire of Baal-zebub, the Elohim of Ekron? Now, for this reason, thus says Yahweh, you will not come down from that bed on which you were gone up on, but shall surely die.' And Eliah departed. And when the messengers turned back to him, he said to them, 'Why are you now turned back?' And they said to him, 'There came a man up to meet us, and said to us, Go, turn again to the king that sent you, and say to him, Thus says Yahweh, is it not because there is not an Elohim in Israel that you did send to inquire of Baal-zebub, the Elohim of Ekron? For this reason you will not come down from that bed on which you are gone up on, but will surely die.' And he said to them, 'What manner of man was he who came up to meet you and told you these words?' And they answered him, 'He was a hairy man, and clothed about with a girdle of leather around his loins.' And he said, 'It is Eliah the Tishbite.' And then the king sent to him a captain of 50 with his 50. And he went up to him, and behold, he sat on the top of a hill. And he spoke to him, 'You, man of Elohim, the king has said, come down.' And Eliah answered and said to the captain of 50, 'If I am a man of Yahweh, then let fire come down from heaven and consume you and your 50. And there came down fire from heaven and consumed him and his 50. Again also he sent to him another captain of 50 with his 50. And he answered and said to him, 'O man of Yahweh, thus has the king said, come down here quickly.' And Eliah answered and said to them, 'If I am a man of Yahweh, let fire come down from heaven and consume you and your 50. And the fire of Yahweh came down from heaven and consumed him and his 50. And he sent again a captain of the third 50 with his 50. And the third captain of 50 went up and came and fell on his knees before Eliah and besought him and said to him, 'O man of Yahweh, I ask of you, I beg of you, let my life and the life of these 50 your servants be precious in your sight.' Behold, there came fire down from heaven and burnt up the two captains of the former 50s with their 50s. Therefore, let my life now be precious in your sight.' And the angel of Yahweh said to Eliah, 'Go down with him. Do not be afraid of him.' And he rose up and went down with him to the king. And he said to him, 'Thus says Yahweh, for as much as you have sent messengers to inquire of Baal-zebub, the Elohim of Ekron, is it not because there is no Elohim in Israel to inquire of his word? For this reason you will not come down off of that bed on which you are gone up upon, but you will surely die.' And so he died according to the word of Yahweh which Eliah had spoken. And Jehoram reigned in his stead in the second year of Jehoram, the son of Jehoshaphat, king of Yehuda, because he had no son. Now the rest of the acts of Ahaziah, which he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel?" End of chapter 1.